This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again. Good again. Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo. Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under. Fakes it down. Pete Sherman. High left. It goes to Mesher. Back door. Colleen. Great feed. Colleen layup. Got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman stands behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rucci Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rucci bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skipping a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Laramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Laramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And hello and welcome to Fort Laramie High School. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sidney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, joined alongside Mike Wick tonight, who is in for Chuck McBee. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Merry Christmas to everybody. A little belated, but Merry Christmas.
Yes, a special holiday broadcast here on the holiday break. Belated Happy Christmas to everybody and an early Happy New Year. And this will be one of three games carried this week here on Scores, as it is the Botkins boys traveling to Fort Laramie for this Shelby County Athletic League game. This is a makeup game after Fort Laramie's long football playoff run. Both these squads got off to a late start this year because of football. For Fort Laramie was because of their long football playoff run. Botkins actually had their first two games canceled due to playing opponents that had long football runs. But the Trojans now 3-3. They've been up and running here the last 3 weeks. Fort Laramie has as well. And the Redskins entering this game with a 5-1 overall record. Fort Laramie sitting at 1-1 in SCAL play. Botkins 2-1 in the league. Thanks again for listening here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Other games coming up here this week on Scores. Jack and Chuck will be back on Friday night as Anna travels to Botkins for an SCAL game. And then on Saturday morning, it is Tri-Village Girls traveling to Sydney for what could be a standout non-conference matchup between those two squads. Tri-Village undefeated on the year. Sydney's two losses are to Cincinnati Purcell Marion and Rushi, two girls squads that are doing tremendously well for themselves this year. And hey, speaking of Rushi, what a big night it was last Thursday as longtime coach Paul Bremingen got his 500th career win. And on the same night, it was Fort Laramie girls coach Carla Siegel picking up her 500th career win. So we send congratulations out to those two. And they've been two great careers so far. Bremingen has coached the Rushi boys to one state appearance, and of course, Coach Carla Siegel has led the Fort Laramie girls to three state titles in her time here, and of course, had a standout 2020 season as well that could have ended in a state title. That was cut short due to the pandemic after Fort Laramie had earned a state berth by beating Cincinnati Country Day. I couldn't remember who it was, Mike. I about blanked. In a regional final right before the pandemic shut everything down. That was a tremendous team, and it was nice that the Fort Laramie girls got back in 2021 and were able to get their title that year. It's been a great JV game. Botkins is on top by 5 in that. They look to have things under control as we are heading into the final seconds of that. Looking at these two teams here today, again, Fort Laramie on the year, 5-1 overall. Their lone loss to Jackson Center. That has them 1-1 in league play after losing to Jackson Center. The Redskins are coming off of a 67-57 victory over St. Henry. Caleb Maurer had 17 points in that game for the Redskins. Ethan Kaiser and Logan Eilerman each had 16. Botkins enters today's game 3-3 overall, 2-1 in SCAL play. The Trojans are coming off of a 45-39 loss to Marion Local. Both of those games were played last Wednesday, Botkins' game and Fort Laramie's game, as the weather system that moved through the region last Friday wiped out what was going to be an SCAL slate of games that night. In Botkins' game, it was another balanced scoring effort, just like it was for Fort Laramie and their win over St. Henry. The Trojans against Marion Local had 17 points from Carter Plyman, 8 points from Colin Dosek, and 7 points from Jordan Herzog. Both these squads have done well when they've had balanced scoring this year, but of course, Caleb Maurer and Plyman have been the big leaders for those two squads this year. Two seniors both teams are really counting on. JV game has ended 41-34, so we will begin counting down to the varsity game here shortly. And looking at that varsity game again, these two squads last year met for the first time back a year ago in December. That was a 48-30 victory for Botkins, and Botkins also won the second matchup that occurred later that season right here in Fort Laramie, 47-36. The teams split their matchups in 2020 and 2021, so three of the last four victories in regular season play have come by Botkins. Of course, these teams have met at times in a stacked Piqua sectional as well. Certainly no strangers. Fort Laramie looking to make a statement with getting a victory here today that would help separate them in the upper echelon of SCAL play. Botkins at 2-1 will keep themselves in the upper echelon of the league if they're able to come away with a victory. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components too. And they're the same for both squads, as mentioned earlier. They have done well when they've been able to distribute the ball and had other players besides their two leaders score. It'll be the team that will have the bigger contribution from their other players today that should have the upper hand. Other players that have done well for Fort Laramie this year, besides Maurer, Ethan Kaiser, Logan Eilerman, and Ryan Holscher, all of them have had double-digit games. If they can get some of them going in addition to Maurer, that would be a good start for them. And for Carter Plyman, he has been the leader for the Bakken Trojans. But in addition to that, Colin Dosek, Rylan Paul, and J.J. Meyer have all scored in double digits in games. They've been hot three-point shooters, all three of those guards. Whichever squad is going to have the more balanced scoring today should have the upper hand. Those are the key building components for Fort Laramie and Bakken's. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze. They have the storm doors and garage doors that can display the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Varsity teams have hit the floor and have begun warm-ups, and we are about 17 or so minutes away from tip-off between Fort Laramie and Bodkins here in this SCAL game. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we will have a look at the upcoming schedule for both of these squads. We'll be back here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. Yes, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. I am Brian Billing alongside Mike Wick. We are here as the visiting Bodkins Trojans have come to town for a key Shelby County Athletic League game. Both these squads each have one loss in SCAL play, as does Jackson Center. Rushi off to a hot start, undefeated in SCAL play, and has the early upper hand. This one's a big one for both teams who don't want to fall to two losses, but it's even bigger for Fort Laramie, which has Rushi looming coming up in a week from today as the Raiders travel here. That game again Tuesday, January the 3rd. Fort Laramie definitely does not want to take a league loss tonight heading into that matchup in a week. Bodkins' next game after tonight, they host Anna on Friday in an SCAL contest. Other SCAL teams in action today. Anna is hosting New Bremen tonight in a boys game. That is the only other SCAL boys team in action, but there were several girls teams that either are or have been in action as Fort Laramie traveled to Thomas Worthington earlier today. They took on Walnut Ridge in an invitational tournament there and didn't have much of a challenge as they only won by a score of 69-9 over Walnut Ridge.
Wow.
Mike, you and I have seen some lopsided girls games over the years. Those can be something, can't they?
Yeah, long way to travel for a blowout, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes it is. Other SCAL girls teams in action today. Bodkins travels to Versailles. Graham is at Fairlawn. And those are the only other teams in action. It will be a busy week, though. You can check out all the games from teams online at scalsports.com. Great resource to keep up on things. Here on scoresbroadcast.com, again, this is not the last game this week, as Anna boys travel to Bodkins on Friday, and then on Saturday, Tri-Village girls travel to Sydney. Bodkins again overall on the season sits at 3-3, while Fort Laramie is at 5-1. Fort Laramie led by ninth year head coach Corey Britton. Bodkins led by second year coach Phil Groves, who formerly coached Bodkins girls team before taking over as the boys coach. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we will have the starting lineups for both of these teams, and we will get underway. It is Bodkins at Fort Laramie tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman.fh.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular.
and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC Soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
It is Botkins at Fort Loramie tonight here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Looking at the starters for the visiting Botkins Trojans tonight, a 6'5" senior guard, Carter Plyman, a 5'5" junior guard, J.J. Meyer, a 6'2" senior forward, Brant Berger, a 6'4" junior forward, Jordan Herzog, and a 6'4" sophomore post, Colton Plyman. Starters for Fort Loramie tonight, a 6'1" senior guard, Caleb Maurer, a 6'3" senior guard, Ryan Holscher, a 5'11" senior guard, Ethan Kaiser, a 6'4" senior forward, Logan Eilerman, and a 6'3" senior forward, Isaac Ratterman. When we come back, we will have tip-off between Botkins and Fort Loramie.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north
northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. I am Ryan Billing alongside Mike Wick. We are here for a Shelby County Athletic League game between the visiting Botkins Trojans alongside the host Fort Laramie Redskins. We are seconds away from starting this game as both the starting lineups have been introduced for both squads. Fort Laramie again entering today's game with a 5-1 overall record, 1-1 record in Shelby County Athletic League play. Botkins 3-3 overall and 2-1 in SCAL play. Both squads heading to center court right now. We are ready for the tip-off. It will be Carter Plyman for Botkins going up against Logan Eilerman for Fort Laramie. Here's the tip. It goes to Fort Laramie. The Redskins will start things off here tonight. Maurer dribbling with it at the top of the key for Fort Laramie. Hands it off to Holscher. Holscher then hands it off to Kaiser. Kaiser dribbles inside on the right side and throws it back out to Maurer on the right wing. Maurer goes over to Kaiser. Kaiser puts up for three from the right wing. It's down. Nothing but net. Fort Laramie takes an early 3-0 lead. 7:35 and counting left in the first quarter. Meyer dribbling with it for Botkins. After a couple more passes, now Herzog has it at the top of the key. Herzog goes over to Berger. Berger goes back to Plyman. Plyman now goes to Meyer. A couple more passes. Now with it is Colton Plyman on the left wing. He goes to his brother Carter. Carter takes one dribble, then pulls up for a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. There's Colton for the rebound. He then throws it over to Berger, and Berger puts a shot up and gets it to fall. Botkins cuts Fort Laramie's lead down to 1-3-2. Now 6:57 in counting left in the first quarter. They're going inside is Hosher for Fort Laramie, and he gets a shot to fall inside. Redskins back out by three now. 6:45 and counting after that good drive by Hosher. 5-2 lead for Fort Laramie. Colton Plyman with it on the right wing for Botkins. He throws it to Meyer. Meyer goes over to Carter Plyman. Carter Plyman starts dribbling. After pausing for a bit, now looking and throws a pass over on the left wing to Herzog. Herzog goes right corner to Colton Plyman. He throws it over to his brother Carter. Carter Plyman with it. Starts dribbling. Goes back out to the top of the key. Fires the pass over to Meyer on the left wing. Meyer goes to Berger. Berger goes over to Herzog. Herzog with it, dribbling right side. Throws it back out to Berger. And Botkins continuing to work it here. Here's Meyer. He goes inside. What a nice look by J.J. Meyer, the 5'5 junior guard. Against several taller players, he's able to go inside and get that shot off the glass. Botkins has cut Fort Laramie's lead to one again, 5-4. 5:44 and counting left in the first quarter. With it for Fort Laramie is Holscher. Holscher throws to Meyer at the top of the key. Meyer dribbling. Takes a couple of dribbles inside, then goes back out. He throws it over to Holscher. Holscher goes back to Meyer. Now the exchange again. Holscher dribbling. Right side goes back out. Right wing to Maurer, who gets a shot to fall. Nothing but net from there. Another three-pointer for the Redskins. That was a nice bounce pass from Holscher right back to Maurer, who was unguarded, and he got that shot to fall. Nothing but net. Botkins drives inside there with a shot attempt is Berger. It's no good. Fort Laramie rebound. The Redskins race back down the court ahead 8-4 with 5 minutes and counting left. Holscher thought about pulling up for a jumper from just inside the top of the key. He thinks better of it. Throws back outside. Now dribbling with it for the Redskins is Kaiser. Kaiser throws over to Holscher. Holscher dribbling with it. He goes right side. Throws it to Maurer. Maurer goes over to Logan Eilerman. Eilerman throws it over to Maurer, who goes back out to Ethan Kaiser and gets a 3-2 fall. Nothing but net. Fort Laramie off to a hot start. They are ahead 11-4 with 4:35 left in the first quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie is across the street from Brookins. They've been doing business for 40 years, giving you your very best do. Owner and stylist Deb Gubeau, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, and stylist Kathy Wilson. They are open from Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yes, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. There's a drive and a shot attempt coming out of that Bakken's timeout by Carter Flyman. It's no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, races back down. There's a jumper along the left baseline by Maurer. It's good. Fort Laramie on fire early, up 13-4. Now 4:07 and counting here in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. A turnover by Bodkins. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, races back down, and there is Logan Eilerman driving inside, getting a shot to fall and picking up a foul in the process. He is heading to the free throw line for the opportunity to put Fort Laramie ahead by 12. They're on top 15-4 pending this free throw attempt. Clock stopped with exactly 4 minutes left in the first. Free throw is up, no good. Bodkins is able to come away with the rebound. In off the bench is Rylan Paul for the Trojans. He's dribbling now, throws it over to Herzog. Herzog fires it back outside after Paul had raced inside, but racing to save it is Colin Dosek, who is also in off the bench. There we have a whistle. It is a foul against Fort Laramie's Ethan Kaiser. That is his first. That is also Fort Laramie's first team foul. Motkins has one foul.
Looks like Grant Flora checked in for Bodkins.
Bodkins throws it back in. They were looking for Flora. He is able to come up with it after initially struggling. Now with it is Carter Plyman. He drives inside. Shot is no good. Maurer comes away with the rebound. He nearly loses it, and he does lose it. Picking it up and racing down is Dosek. He goes up for a layup and gets it to fall. That cuts Fort Laramie's lead to 15-6, 3:20 and counting left in the first quarter. Fort Laramie looking for a response here. Holscher has it at the top of the key. He goes over to Maurer. Maurer goes over in the left corner to Eilerman. Eilerman throws it to Holscher. Holscher dribbling, looking, goes back to Eilerman. He pulls up for a three. Nothing but net.
Nice shot.
Fort Laramie on fire and on top, 18-16. Everybody has been hitting for them so far, too.
18-6.
18-6, yes. My
big
dyslexia
difference.
Gets me again. Dosek goes inside, pulls up for a shot. It's no good. He was fouled as he shot, though. Picking up that foul for Fort Laramie is Meyer. Dosek will go to the free throw line now with the opportunity to cut into Fort Laramie's 18-6 lead. Clock stopped with 2 minutes and 41 seconds left. First free throw attempt by Dosek is good. Second one coming up. Three Fort Laramie players have scored 5 or more points already tonight. Dosek's second free throw for Bodkins is no good. So the Trojans have a gap that stays at 11. Fort Laramie on top, 18-7. Redskins working it around the arc. Maurer has it, pulls up for a three. No good off the back of the rim. Dosek grabs the long rebound and throws it up the court to Paul. Paul has it left wing. He goes back to Dosek. Dosek dribbling now. He dribbles right side. Dribbles inside, fires it back out from the free throw line to Paul. Paul goes over to Herzog. Herzog drives inside, goes up for a shot. It's no good. Fort Loramie grabs the rebound with just under two to play in the first quarter. Redskins ahead by 11. Ryan Holscher walks it past half court for the Redskins. Throws it over to Maurer in the left wing. Maurer dribbles inside, then fires back out to a wide open Kaiser who gets a 3-2 fall. It rattles in to give Fort Loramie a 21-7 lead, 1:33 and counting left in the first quarter.
That was his third three-point of the quarter.
They are hot shooting. There is a foul back down as Carter Plyman was taking it back in for Botkins. That foul goes against Ryan Holscher. That is now the third foul for Fort Loramie. Clock stopped with 1:27 left. Looks like the foul occurred before the shot, so Botkins is going to take it in from the baseline. Carter Plyman there to throw it in. He's looking and throws a pass up. Coming down with it is Berger. Berger throws it over to Dosek. Dosek bounce pass to Meyer on the right wing. Meyer looking.
Good defense.
Being guarded. He's struggling and is able to get off a pass to Dosek. That's excellent defense there by Fort Loramie's Austin Plyman. Now with it inside for Botkins is Berger. He loses it. Fort Loramie comes away with it. Then it's knocked out of bounds, and Fort Loramie will now take it in from there. 1:06 left in the first quarter. Fort Loramie ahead, 21-7. Caleb Maurer dribbling. He throws it over to Eilerman. Darren Eilerman, who's in off the bench. Fort Loramie works it up the court. Now with it inside is Logan Eilerman. His shot attempt by him bounces off the rim. No good. Botkins grabs the rebound, races back down the court. There was a foul before a shot attempt. That was Herzog who was dribbling with it. The foul for Fort Loramie goes against Darren Eilerman. And that foul again occurred before the shot. So Botkins will once again throw it in from along the baseline. Clock stopped with 44.4 seconds left. Fort Loramie ahead 21-7. Getting the inbounds pass is Herzog. Herzog fires it over the left wing to Dosek. Dosek goes back right wing to Berger. He pulls it for a three. No good. Fort Loramie grabs the rebound. They are walking it down the court now as Coach Corey Britton signals for one shot. Maurer walks it across half court, and he dribbles there as the clock continues to tick down. 17 seconds and counting. Maurer with it being guarded by Carter Plyman. Maurer dribbles back over near the scorer's table to his left. 5 seconds now. Maurer pulls up for a long three with 3 seconds left and gets it. Wow! What a quarter for Fort Loramie. They come out shooting hot, and they lead Botkins 24-7 as we head to the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnippel Construction in Bakken's, building excellence.
Welcome back. Fort Loramie on top of Bakken's 24-7 as we start the second quarter. Noah Topp in off the bench for Bakken's. He missed a three. Fort Loramie grabbed the rebound, and the Redskins now working it. There's a jumper by Caleb Maurer. It is no good. Bakken's grabs the rebound and now races back down to its end. 7:15 and counting left in the second quarter. J.J. Meyer goes inside. It's off the rim. No good. Fort Loramie grabs the rebound, races back down to its end. Ryan Holscher dribbling on the left wing. He throws it over to Logan Eilerman. Eilerman goes to Holscher. He's holding it on the left wing. Dribbles around the top of the arc. Goes inside. Then fires a bounce pass back out to Ethan Kaiser. And he gets a three to fall. Nothing but net. Mike Wick told me during the timeout that there were five threes, I believe, in that
six.
Six.
That makes seven.
And that is seven. So six in the first quarter for Fort Loramie. And now seven. There's a missed shot attempt back down on Bodkin's end by Carter Plyman.
And just for the record, four of those were by Kaiser.
Here's another three attempt off the front of the rim for Fort Loramie. No good. That was Maurer who fired that one. Redskins grab the rebound, and they are working it again. Here's Ryan Holscher. He pulls up for a jumper. No good. Logan Eilerman fights for the long rebound, and he's able to get it. He throws it back to Maurer, who's now holding it with 6:10 and counting left, as the Redskins will reset here. Kaiser with it. He throws it over to Eilerman. Eilerman goes back to Maurer. Maurer looking for someone to pass it to, fires it back out to the top of the key to Ratterman. Ratterman goes over right wing to Holscher. Holscher goes to Eilerman. Eilerman throws it over in the left wing to Kaiser. And there is another nothing but net three by Ethan Kaiser. Bakken's coach Phil Groves calls a timeout. Kaiser goes to the bench, absolutely fired up for Fort Loramie. As well he should be. The Redskins on top 37 with 5:47 left in the second quarter here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, somebody else taking note of this hot performance by Fort Loramie tonight is Arushi interim coach Spencer Cordonier, who is sitting on the opposite side of the stands here in Fort Loramie from us. He's here along with Brad Francis, an assistant. That is, again, a big game coming up next week, and what a showdown that could be between two hot shooting teams. Rushi has scored a lot this year, and Fort Loramie is scoring a lot tonight.
Do you think he's taking note, maybe, of Kaiser and how he can shoot the threes?
I think he definitely is. So that'll be a big one in a week. Bakken's will have a lot of ground to cover up tonight to try to make up this gap. 32-7, Fort Loramie was ahead 24-7 at the end of the first quarter and has scored the first 6 points of this second quarter. Bakken's just missed another shot back down on its end. Fort Loramie grabbed the rebound and is working the ball, looking to add to this big lead. Maurer with it now in the right corner. He's dribbling, goes along the baseline, fires it back out to Kaiser. Wide open three. It's good. Nothing but net. Bakken's left him open, and he's able to knock another one down. 18 points on the night.
That kid is hot.
Fort Loramie on top, 33-7, 4:43 and counting left in the second quarter. Bakken's working on its end, trying to get back in this. Rapidly falling behind. Noah Topp with it. Thinks about shooting from the left wing, then does it. Throws it over to Colin Dosek. Dosek goes over on the right wing to Herzog. Herzog dribbles along the right baseline. Bounce pass. It's taken away by Maurer. Maurer races down the court, goes up for a shot. It's no good. There for the rebound for Botkins was Noah Top. He came down with it and then was fouled
by Ryan Hosier, who picks up a second.
That is Fort Laramie's fifth team foul. Botkins sitting at one. Clock stopped with 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie ahead 33-7 already. Carter Plyman gets the inbounds pass for Botkins after that Fort Laramie foul, and he takes it past half court for the Trojans. Plyman dribbling, fires a pass over to Dosek. Dosek looking, then fires it over to Paul. Paul goes over to Plyman. Plyman then fires it over to Paul. Paul left wing, dribbling, goes inside. He was going up for a shot. It was swatted out of bounds. He was fouled as he shot, though. That is Ethan Kaiser who picked up the foul for Fort Laramie. And Ryland Paul will go to the free throw line. Clock stop with 3 minutes and 51 seconds left in this second quarter. Paul's first free throw attempt is through, nothing but net. Second one coming up, that is Botkins' first point of this second quarter. It took them over 4 minutes to score.
And it was Kaiser's second foul of the half, so.
Second free throw by Paul is good. Kaiser did come out during that free throw attempt, so he goes to the bench with 18 points to his credit. Those two free throws by Paul cut Fort Laramie's lead to 33-9, 3:40 and counting. Not counting now as there is a Botkins foul as Fort Laramie was working on it back on its end. Picking up that foul was Top. That is again Botkins' second foul. So Fort Laramie probably not going to be going to the free throw line here in this half, unless Botkins rapidly fouls here in the final 3 minutes and 40 seconds of this second quarter. Fort Laramie throws it in after that Botkins foul. Maurer has it. He's dribbling left wing, then throws it over in the left corner to Eilerman. Eilerman dribbling along the baseline now, throws it back to Maurer on the left wing. Maurer looking, fires it across the court to Darren Eilerman. He came in for Kaiser during those last free throws by Botkins. Eilerman fired a long pass over to Caleb Maurer, and Fort Laramie, looking a little out of sorts, will now go to the bench for a timeout. Coach Corey Britton takes that. Clock stops with 3:12 left in the second quarter. In Fort Laramie ahead 33-9. Hot shooting night for the Redskins so far, and Ethan Kaiser in particular. Looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? The Anna Market is at your service. You see, Sherman Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yes, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium pork beef, and the tenderness and versatility of the prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantees an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Fort Laramie gets it after that timeout. Dribbling at the top of the key is Eilerman. Eilerman throws it over to Max Maurer, who came in during that Fort Laramie timeout. Now with it is Darren Eilerman. He goes over to Logan Eilerman. Logan Eilerman, left wing, goes back out to Max Maurer. Now with it, left wing, is Eilerman. Logan, he throws up a three, no good. There's a rebound and a putback inside by Max Maurer.
Wow, he worked hard for that one.
Fort Laramie goes ahead 35-9, 2:28 and counting left in the second quarter. There's a shot attempt inside by Colin Dosek. It is no good. Eilerman, Logan Eilerman, that is, comes away with the rebound for Fort Laramie. He gets it to Caleb Maurer, who works it across the court. Maurer dribbling there, 2:10 and counting left in the second quarter. 35-9 lead for the Redskins over Botkins. Logan Eilerman with it. He throws it over to Darren Eilerman. Eilerman now goes over to Max Maurer. Max Maurer with it again, left wing. He's dribbling. Throws a bounce pass back out to Logan Eilerman. Logan Eilerman dribbles, then goes to Darren Eilerman. Darren dribbles along the right baseline, then throws it back out the left wing to Max Maurer. He goes back out to the top of the key to Caleb Maurer, and Caleb gets a three to fall, nothing but net. Well, the shots are falling still for Fort Laramie. They have nearly pushed their lead to 30 points. They're ahead 38-9, 129 and counting left in the second quarter. There's a turnover by Botkins. Fort Laramie grabs it and races back down to its end of the floor. Logan Eilerman with it. He goes over in the right corner to Darren Eilerman. There's a pass back out to the top of the key to Maurer. That three, no good. Fort Laramie grabs the rebound, and Maurer with it again with 107 and counting. Maurer throws it over to Max Maurer, and Max Maurer directing things. Here goes Fort Laramie. Darren Eilerman with it now. He hands it off to Caleb Maurer, who came back out for it. 53 seconds and counting. Maurer throws a bounce pass to Max Maurer on the left wing. He goes back out to Darren Eilerman. The top of the key, Eilerman throws over to Caleb Maurer on the right wing. And Caleb dribbles back out near half court. Coach Corey Britton calling out instructions. He wants one shot here. 32 seconds and counting as Fort Laramie continues to dribble it around. Now with it for Fort Laramie is Darren Eilerman. Nearly taken away by Carter Plyman there for Botkins, but Fort Laramie retains possession. Caleb Maurer dribbling. He goes back out near half court with 10 seconds and counting. He had a big three at the end of the first quarter. We'll see what happens here. Caleb dribbles up. 5 seconds. Dribbles inside. Pulls back out for a jumper off the glass. No good. There's a rebound and put back at the buzzer by Logan Eilerman. Coach Corey Britton pumping his fist off the bench. And Fort Laramie races back into the locker room with the momentum still in their favor. They're ahead 40-9 as we head into halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
I am Bryant Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, and joined alongside Mike Wick, who is in for Chuck McBee. Jack and Chuck will be back on Friday night as Anna travels to Bakken's for an SCAL boys game. And speaking of Anna, they are also in action tonight, just like Bakken's is. New Bremen is beating Anna 27-18 at halftime of that non-conference game. Here at Fort Laramie, it's been all Fort Laramie as the Redskins are ahead of Bakken's 40-9 at halftime. Halftime coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. And also brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence, I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Mike Wick has our halftime scoring summary, and it's pretty lopsided in favor of Fort Laramie.
And it is. Who would have ever thought that it would have been 40-9 at the half? And to go through the scoring, I'm going to start on the Bakken side because it's the easiest of the two. Colin Dosak, so far he's got 3 points. He's got a field goal, and he's got a free throw for a total of three. Rylan Paul has two. J.J. Meyer has two, and Brant Berger has two there as well. But on the other side of the book, quite a bit of difference there. Caleb Maurer has a total of 11 points, three of those for three-pointers. Brian Holscher has two. Ethan Kaiser, he's a man that's on fire. Total of 6 three-pointers for a total of 18 points. Max Maurer, total of two, and Logan Eilerman with seven.
Ethan Kaiser came out there in the second quarter after picking up his second foul. Fort Laramie struggled for about a minute or two trying to get back in the flow of offense. They were still able to find it and were able to get baskets after that, and even got a late putback by Logan Eilerman right before the halftime buzzer to go ahead at 40-9. Just a great first half by them. It was close early. Fort Laramie had a 5-4 lead. After that, they finished the first half by outscoring Bakken's 35-5.
And now Bakken's becomes in danger of having the running clock.
Which will start with 35 points, and Fort Laramie already sitting at a lead of 31. So Fort Laramie does not need much to boost this into a running clock. We'll see what Bakken's can do to prevent that and to try to go out with some momentum heading into that Anna game. They'll certainly want to finish with a better second half and get ready for that one coming up again on Friday. Halftime coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com brought to you by American Architectural Glass and Schnipple Construction.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
As Mike Wick said moments ago, Fort Loramie made 8 threes in the first half. They are ahead of Botkins 40-9 as we get underway in the second half here at Fort Loramie High School. Fort Loramie gets it to start things off here in this third quarter. There's a drive inside and a basket by Ryan Holscher. That pushes the gap to 33 points. Fort Loramie 2 points away from making this a running clock game. Carter Plyman trying to find something down low for Botkins. He throws back out on the left wing to Jordan Herzog, who fires up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Caleb Maurer races back across half court for Fort Loramie. Throws it over to Logan Eilerman. Logan Eilerman goes back out to Kaiser. He gets it. Nothing but net. After missing in the last 3 or so minutes of the second quarter, after picking up his second foul, Kaiser picks up right where he left off.
Wow.
He has 21 points, all on three-pointers. Fort Loramie is ahead 45-9, and we have a running clock. It will stay as a running clock again until or unless the gap falls below 30 points. So Botkins will have some work to do there to get the running clock to start, to stop, that is. Fort Loramie dribbling with it, 6:30 and counting left in the third quarter. Redskins comfortably ahead in a game where they have been shooting hot and dominating. Logan Eilerman dribbling with it for Fort Loramie. He goes over on the left wing to Caleb Maurer. Maurer goes over in the left corner to Max Maurer. There's a bounce pass taken away by Botkins. Racing up and pulling up for a shot. Inside is Berger. He can't get that layup attempt to fall. It rattles in and out. Fort Loramie grabs the rebound. They work it to Kaiser. He fires a three from the left wing. He's not perfect as he misses that one. There is a rebound and a putback attempt by Isaac Ratterman. That was no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of Botkins. So Fort Loramie will now take it in from under its own basket. Clock continues to roll here in this running clock. 5:40 and counting left in the third quarter. Fort Loramie ahead of Botkins, 45-9. There's a bounce pass inside to Kaiser. He turns, shoots, no good. Squads are fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last off of Fort Loramie's Ryan Holscher. Botkins will throw it in. In for Botkins here is both Colton Plyman and Carter Plyman, his older brother. Colton Plyman throws it into Carter Plyman, and now Carter Plyman dribbles it back across half court for the Trojans. Plyman had it. He was racing inside, nearly lost it, and we have a foul called against Fort Loramie. That goes against Ryan Holscher. That is his third foul, the first team foul for Fort Loramie in this second half. Coming in here to replace him is Darren Eilerman. Ryan Holscher goes to the bench there. Botkins will take it in from under its own basket. Colton Plyman gets the inbounds pass from Carter. Carter dribbling with it after getting a pass. He fires a pass over to Colin Dosek, who puts up a three from the right wing off the rim. No good. It goes out of bounds off of Botkins.
One of the things that kind of noticeable in the book is Carter Plyman with 0 points.
Yes, that has not happened this year for sure. I believe he's been in double figures in every game so far this year for Botkins. 4:05 and counting left in the third quarter. After that ball goes out of bounds, Fort Loramie gets it. They work it down to their end. There, Carter Plyman knocks it out of bounds in front of Fort Loramie's bench. And that is where Caleb Maurer will throw it in. Getting the inbounds pass is Kaiser. Kaiser dribbling top of the key, fires a pass over to Eilerman on the left wing. Logan Eilerman fires a pass over on the right wing to Caleb Maurer. He tried throwing a pass back. It is taken away by Rylan Paul, who dribbles the length of the court and is fouled. Oh, ball just goes out of bounds, so that was just a clean knockaway by Fort Loramie there.
Darren Eilerman.
And Botkins will throw it in from under its own basket. Now with it is Carter Plyman. He's dribbling left wing. Pulls up for a long three and gets it. So you queued him up there a little bit ago, Mike. Carter Plyman in the book for the first time tonight. That cuts the gap to 45-12. 3:03 and counting left in the first quarter. There is a whistle as Fort Loramie was dribbling it back on its end. That is a foul that goes against Colin Dosek of Botkins. Common foul, and Fort Loramie will take it in from in front of its student section on the opposite end of the court from where we are. We're here at midcourt behind the scorer's table in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie in all white. They're going from left to right on your computer or smartphone here in this second half. Botkins in all black. They're going from right to left. There is a foul after a missed shot attempt and a rebound by Fort Loramie. That foul goes against Carter Plyman. Fort Loramie is now going to take it in from under its own basket. Clock, again, continuing to roll as we have a running clock here. Fort Loramie ahead 45-12. 2:05 and counting. Fort Loramie fires it in. They're getting it as Logan Eilerman. He throws it back out to Austin Plyman. And there is a whistle. Mike,
turnover. They threw it away. Nobody touched it from Fort Loramie, so
Botkins gets it as a result. Carter Plyman races past half court. Trojans looking here to try to get this running clock to stop. Now with it is Herzog. He fires it over to Noah Topp, and we have a whistle there. It was away from where Topp was dribbling with it. It's a foul against Fort Loramie. That goes against Darren Eilerman. Now Botkins will take it in from along the baseline. Carter Plyman is going to throw it in here after some substitutions coming in for both teams. Among the substitutions is Aiden Worman checking in for the Redskins. Watkins gets the inbounds pass. With it is Jordan Herzog. He goes up for a shot. No good. Grabs his own long rebound. There's a pass back out to Carter Playman. He gets a three to fall from the left wing. Nothing but net. That cuts the gap to an even 30. 45-15. Running clock will stop if it falls below 30. Fort Laramie gets it across half court. There is a foul with 44 seconds and counting. That goes against Ryland Paul of Botkins, and Fort Laramie is going to take it in here from the in front of the scorer's table as time continues to run in this third quarter. Getting long inbounds pass is Maurer for Fort Laramie. Caleb Maurer dribbling with it. He throws it over to Worman. Worman works it over to Kaiser. Kaiser goes back to Worman, and they exchange again. Kaiser with it, double teamed, fires a pass to Logan Eilerman. Logan Eilerman back to Caleb Maurer, fires a wide open three, no good. There is a rebound and put back inside by Ethan Kaiser. There's a long shot at the buzzer by Botkins that goes off the front of the rim, no good. So we head to the fourth quarter with Fort Laramie still ahead by running clock margin. They lead Botkins 47-15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie High School. It has been a tale of opposites so far tonight. Fort Laramie, hot shooting. Botkins, cold shooting, and Fort Laramie is ahead 47-15. 7:26 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Again, still a running clock margin here at Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie got it to start here in the fourth quarter. Now working with it again after we had a stoppage of play. Caleb Maurer dribbling with it near half court. He races inside, and there is a whistle. It is a foul before Maurer was going up for a shot. That goes against Botkins' Jordan Herzog. That is his second. Botkins' fourth here in this second half.
I showed them as five.
Fifth. I will trust you.
Okay,
I will trust you with it. Regardless, Fort Laramie still a little bit from away from going to the free throw line for a 1-1. They didn't need it there as they get it inside to Austin Plyman, and he gets his first basket of the game to push Fort Laramie's lead to 49-15. Great look on that inbounds pass, and he was able to lay it off the glass there. Botkins turns it over on that possession. Fort Laramie going to take it in from the baseline. 6:20 and counting here in this running clock in the fourth quarter.
Now, here's one thing. As Botkins, I don't think you want to foul in because you've got that running clock. So that's just going to shorten that game even more for him.
Absolutely it will. Fort Laramie fires a long pass. Logan Eilerman gets it. Hey, kind of sounds like football there. He kind of long passes from Caleb Maurer in football. Eilerman throws it down inside to Austin Plyman. He gets a shot to fall, and he was fouled as he shot, so he will go to the free throw line. That foul by Botkins goes against Ryland Paul. And now Plyman at the free throw line for the opportunity to make this a three-point play. That basket pushed the lead to 51-15, pending this free throw attempt. Clock again counting 5:30 and still going. There is the free throw attempt. It's nothing but net by Austin Plyman, the 6'5" senior forward. Fort Loramie now ahead 52-15. Carter Plyman dribbling back on Bakkenson. He goes up for a shot off the glass, and it falls to cut the gap down to 52-17. Fort Loramie looking to throw it in after that shot, and we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Fort Loramie coach Corey Britton. We'll stay right here on scoresbroadcast.com and tell you about Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. In Jackson Center, your Pro Hardware store is at 112 East Pike. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get 20% off DeWalt power tools through mid-December, plus 11% off solid wood, raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like us on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center and at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Tell Darren Yeeks to heard about his Pro Hardware stores on scoresbroadcast.com. And just down the street in Jackson Center, Darren has opened Brick House Eatery, from hardware to hard-to-beat good food. Brick House offers luncheon specials from 10:45 a.m. to 2 p.m. and pizza, wings, smoked pork, and more from 4 to 8 p.m. Brick House Eatery, new, different, eat in or carry out. You'll love it without a doubt. Brick House Eatery at 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. Fort Loramie got the inbounds pass, and they have been working since then. 4:33 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie ahead 52-17. There is a drive along the right baseline and a basket by Max Maurer to push the lead to 54-17. Carter Plyman races down, goes inside, puts up a shot. It is no good. He was fouled as he shot, so he will go to the free throw line, picking up that foul for Fort Loramie.
Max Maurer.
Is Max Maurer. Clock rolling still in this running clock game. Carter Plyman's first free throw attempt rattles out. Second one coming up. Fort Loramie leading 54-17, pending this second free throw attempt by Plyman. Well, Bakkens will definitely try to rebound coming up on Friday as they host Anna for a Shelby County Athletic League game. Again, Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee will be back here on scoresbroadcast.com for the call of that one on Friday. Second free throw hit off the front of the rim. No good. It's out of bounds.
Blast touch by Fort Loramie. So it'll be Bakken's ball.
They will take it in from along the baseline. A couple of substitutions here. Here comes the inbounds pass. Getting it is Colton Plyman for Bakken's. He fires a pass over to J.J. Meyer. Meyer goes over to Colin Dosek. Dosek goes over to Colton Plyman, who goes up for a shot. It's no good, but he was fouled as he shot. Picking up that foul for Fort Loramie is Austin Plyman. That is Fort Loramie's fourth team foul or third, Mike?
Fourth.
Fourth team foul here in this second half. First free throw attempt by Colton Plyman is off the rim. No good. So Bakkens, struggling from the free throw line here. This is they've struggled shooting from the field tonight. Colton gets that one to go down. Nothing but net, though. That cuts the gap to 54-18 with 2:25 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie gets it in. And they are working here. Holscher dribbling, gets it across half court. Has it stolen away by Colin Dosek. And there is a whistle. That was right in front of the scorer's table where Dosek had that.
And don't believe that was a foul. Looks like it was just knocked out of bounds.
Knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. J.J. Meyer there at the scorer's table to throw it back in. Clock still rolling here. We are nearing the end of this game. 1:50 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Hawkins throws it in. With it dribbling on the right wing is Rylan Paul. He throws it over to Herzog. Herzog then fires a pass over to Plyman. There is a pass inside, and a shot attempt by Bakkens. No good. Fort Loramie grabs the rebound and works the ball back down to its end. Dribbling with it And having it knocked away was Max Maurer. It's knocked out of bounds by Bakkens and will be Fort Laramie ball. A minute 15 and counting here as we near the end of this game. Coming up here, we will have our post-game coverage and we will name our Clancy's stars of the game. Fort Laramie gets it in to Aiden Worman. Worman dribbling with it. He throws a pass over to Max Maurer. Max Maurer, right wing, goes inside and throws a pass down low to Carson Plyman. And Carson Plyman able to slam down a dunk. 50 seconds and counting. That's the exclamation point on this game for Fort Laramie. What a night it has been. There's a three. It's nothing but net. Back down by Colin Dosek for Bakkens to cut the gap to 56-21. Fort Laramie got it in, and there is a foul committed by Bakkens.
By Colin Dosak, that's his fourth. Still common foul.
So Fort Laramie throws it in after that one from in front of Bakkens' bench. 17 seconds and counting. Bakkens backing off here. Looks like Fort Laramie will dribble it out. Nope, I spoke too soon. There's a drive inside. It was Alex Berger. He wanted that shot, unable to get it though. Bakkens grabs the rebound, and they will now dribble it out here. We get the final buzzer with the score, Fort Laramie 56, Bakkens 21. What a night it was by Fort Laramie. The Redskins were ahead 40-9 at halftime, quickly pushed it to a running clock margin, and it was a running clock for the rest of the second half. When we come back, we'll have our Clancy's stars of the game and wrap things up. Again, Fort Laramie 56, Bakkens 21, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Fort Laramie beat Bakken's 56-21 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie moves to 6-1 overall on the season and 2-1 in SCAL play. Bakken's falls to 3-4 overall and 2-2 in SCAL play. What a night it was for Fort Laramie. They were shooting hot from the start. They never stopped shooting hot for this whole game, and were able to push it to a running clock margin for the entire second half. Can hardly ask for a better performance than what Fort Laramie had tonight. And a decent defensive performance as well. Bakken's again couldn't hit the good looks they had. But one thing Fort Laramie did a great job of was rebounding. They didn't let Bakken's have many second chance shots tonight, and that helped keep Bakken's out of an offensive rhythm. Here with our complete recap scoring on scoresbroadcast.com is Mike Wick.
And here we go. So Carter Plyman, he comes with all his points in the second half for a total of 8 points there. Colin Dosak, he scored a total of 9. 2 each for Rylan Paul, J.J. Meyer, Brant Berger, and Colton Plyman had a free throw for a total of 1 there. Fancy star of the game for Bakken's will be Colin Dosak with the total of 9 points. And fortunately, it was just a tough night for them. And over on the Fort Laramie side, Caleb Meyer ends up with a total of 11. All those were in the first half. 4 points for Ryan Holscher. Total of 23 points for Ethan Kaiser. Most of those were threes. Max Maurer, total of 4. Logan Eidelman, total of 7. Austin Plyman with 5, and Carson Plyman with 2. I'm going to give the Clancy star of the game, I know this one's going to shock you, but Ethan Kaiser will get that one, because I don't know how many times he told me, or made me say, wow, tonight. So that, he gets the Clancy star of the game there.
And what a night it was for Kaiser. He hit 7 three-pointers. He had 21 points before he hit a basket late. That was his first two-pointer of the night. What a fantastic night it was for him, and what a fantastic night it was for Fort Laramie. Ethan Kaiser, the Clancy's star of the game. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.